KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. Our engineers today are Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman. I'm Jack Anderson, and we're joined in Studio 1A by Austin four-piece Trey Wee. They just put out their album Poised to Flourish, and they're going to be enjoying their release show this Saturday at Hotel Vegas. Well, gentlemen, I would love to start with a song.
Sneaking right up on me. I'm feeling like these country sounds coming back to haunt me. I don't wanna feel the way I feel. Don't know why I'm angry. Don't wanna steal, but it's part of the deal. And that's the way we're living. Black walls, black lights, black lipstick, black tights. Pentagram's so nice, rewind and try. Say, oh, 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 don't you wanna go? Says she's tired of the constant malaise that just comes with living. Says she won't knock down the gaze of a stranger willing. Down to a bed talking town, tie the knot and wish this. Panic attack will never end, cause that's the way I'm living. Black walls, black lights, black lipstick, black tights. Pentagram's so nice, rewind and try. Say, oh, 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 don't you wanna come down? Pentagram so nice, red wine and dry. Oh, 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 don't you wanna come down? Yeah.
Red Wine and Dry Ice from Austin four-piece Trey Wee. They just released their album Poised to Flourish. They're going to be enjoying the release show this Saturday at Hotel Vegas, joining Christian Bland of the Black Angels and the Revelators. Glaze and Pollen RX. Doors are opening at 9 p.m. Right now I'm chit-chatting with guitarist and vocalist Nate Cardacci and guitarist Steven Garcia. Gentlemen, how are you doing today?
Great.
Doing well.
Well, good, good. I like that Red Wine and Dry Ice. That was actually our KUTX song of the day yesterday, and just in time. I love that combination, just in time for the week of Valentine's Day. You guys have actually performed for a while, but not necessarily in this capacity. Nate, talk me through coming from Philadelphia four-piece literature in the release of the 2014 album Chorus to Trey Wee, now in Austin.
Mainly it came about because I moved here, and the other half of literature stayed in Philadelphia, so I had to kind of come up with something. And literature kind of has a more, or had a more punk sort of vibe. And we played very fast all the time. And the idea of coming down here and maybe trying to play a little slower, explore more synthesizers and stuff, kind of appealed to me. So that's why I started it up. And we went through a couple different iterations, me and Steven. And then finally we settled on this one. Really, when we met Doran, he glued it all together for us. And then, yeah, we recorded an EP and an LP within almost a year. So, yeah, we're on a roll. And it really clicked, like I said. Once Seth moved back, he was living in L.A. after Chorus came out. So as you could tell, yeah, literature kind of, we all moved around, moved away from each other.
So in recording new material with some of your literature cohorts, did that experience of having worked with them in the past in a different project, did you create any unique opportunities or obstacles in terms of songwriting or recording, creative differences, anything like that?
I was excited to play with Steven again. I forgot that. Way back in the very beginning, Steven was in literature as well. But I don't know. Maybe there was a time in the beginning where we didn't want to sound too much like the last band I was in, even though a lot of people say it does sound like that. That's maybe the biggest thing for me.
So yeah, since the three of us have played together for so long and we're all into similar music, there were some like choices made in the beginning. We didn't want to be another fast jangle pop band. We're still pretty jingly, but it's hard to avoid that. That's just us. It's kind of like written in our DNA, but we're exploring a lot of different sounds and ideas with these upcoming songs. So we are challenging ourselves a lot to step outside of that box.
And then talk to me real quick about the choice of the name. Is there anything significant behind the choice of Tre Oui?
Initially, when we were doing it, it was just like, I don't know, we weren't really going to be here doing this. I didn't know it'd go this far.
It was supposed to be just like a pickup band between Nate and I.
And then all of a sudden, that was our name. And I wanted to change it, actually, last year, but they said no. But I got it, my wife and her brother, so my brother-in-law, they spent time in France as kids, and they picked it up, and they would say it sometimes, really as a joke, but I was like, wait, they really say that? And they're like, yeah, and I thought it sounded cool. And yeah.
It literally means, like,
very yes.
Very, very cool. Yes. Very cool. Very yes. Yeah. I guess that's not literal. Which I think is kind of...
No, it's not.
No, it's not. I don't speak French, but I do.
Couldn't tell.
Oh, really?
It's Tre Oui here in Studio 1A. You can catch the release show for their new album, Poise to Flores, this Saturday at Hotel Vegas, along with Christian Bland, Glaze, and Pollen RX. The doors are opening at 9. What are we going to hear next?
This song's called One Track. We'll be right back.
That's one track from local quartet Trey Ree. They'll be releasing their album Poise to Floors this Saturday at Hotel Vegas, joining Christian Bland, Glaze, and Pollen RX. Doors are opening up at 9. I've been talking with Steven and Nate of the group. Steven, do you mind taking a moment to introduce your fellow bandmates for the listeners at home?
Yeah, sure. So my name's Steven, obviously. You introduced me.
I'm a
guitar player, and I sing backing vocals. And our lead singer here is Nathaniel Cardacci. And you've been hearing his lovely voice. And Seth Whalen is our bass player, and our drummer is Doran Rawlinson.
All right, well, again, the release show for Poise to Floors is going to be this Saturday at Hotel Vegas. Nathan, if fans want to keep up with you online, what's the best place for them to go?
Steven, help me out here. What is the URL there?
So, yeah, you can find us on Facebook. You can like our page. We're on Instagram. We're on social media, like, all over the place. Instagram, Twitter. You can find our record on our Bandcamp, which is treyweed.bandcamp.com.
Yeah.
You know how to find it. You can Google stuff. But yeah, we're all over social media. We're like constantly on there, which is sad to say. But Seth's on it right now. He's not actually playing bass. He's just checking his Twitter.
Very active. Well, it's Trey Wee here in Studio 1A. Gentlemen, thank you so much for stopping by. I cannot wait to have you back again. That's going to wrap up the broadcast portion, but Trey Wee is going to record one more song, which you can find on our website, kutx.org, sometime in the near future. But today's Studio 1A was mixed by Cliff Hargrove, assisted by Jake Perlman. Our multimedia crew is led today by Jorge Sanhueza Lyon, assisted by Eddie Gasper, and our Studio 1A producers, Deidre Gott. For KUTX 98.9, I'm Jack Anderson.